Welcome to Cramming for Creogs. I'm John.
And I'm John.
And we're excited to have you with us today. All right, let's get this party started. First off, uterosacral ligament suspensions. This refers to the vaginal intraperitoneal approach to apical suspension, where sutures are fixed between the vaginal cuff and the uterosacral ligaments bilaterally. Because the ureter runs adjacent to the caudal aspect of the uterosacral ligament, the rate of ureteral injury due to kinking is approximately 11%, whereas the sacral nerve runs adjacent to the cephalic aspect of the ligament, with a rate of sacral nerve entrapment of 7%. If there is concern for sacral nerve entrapment, the classic teaching for management is suture removal on the side of the suspected injury, was removal of the most cephalic suture leading to resolution of the related symptoms, usually ipsilateral lower extremity pain, weakness, and paresthesias.
A quick word about neonatal cooling. Therapeutic neonatal hypothermia is performed to minimize the risk of hypoxic ischemic encephalopathy. By reducing brain cell metabolism and thus hypoxic neuronal death, therapeutic hypothermia reduces mortality, neurodevelopmental delay, cerebral palsy in infants with benefits by way of survival and high IQ demonstrated to extend into early childhood. The protocol involves maintaining the infant at 33 to 35 degrees Celsius, starting at no later than 6 hours following birth, for 72 hours. Whether for CREAGS or in practice, it'd be good to know the general criteria for therapeutic hypothermia. First of all, neonates must be at least 36 weeks of gestation when they're born and be at less than 6 hours of birth. Second, there should be either clinical or laboratory signs of neonatal distress. For example, a 10-minute Apgar of less than 5, need for positive pressure ventilation at 10 minutes, a cord gas pH less than 7, or a base deficit greater than 16 millimoles per liter. Finally, there should be clinical signs of at least moderate encephalopathy as staged in the SARNAT exam, most commonly. Signs include, but are not limited to, lethargy and stupor, hypotonia, hyper or hyporeflexia, and absent primitive reflexes such as the Moro reflex. While well-tolerated, there are short-term adverse sequelae of neonatal cooling, including bradycardia, hypotension, pulmonary vasoconstriction leading to decreased oxygenation, electrolyte imbalances, and platelet dysfunction. Risks are also associated with neonatal rewarming, including but not limited to seizure, hypotension secondary to vasodilation, and apnea.
Let's discuss one of those medications that's frequently tested on CREAGS but is not frequently seen at the resident level. Duavir is a combination hormone replacement therapy that combines conjugated equine estrogen with bathodoxifene, a selective estrogen receptor modulator that has estrogenic agonist effects on the bone and antagonist effects on the uterus and the breast. As a result of this unique combo, estrogen and bazodoxifene is FDA approved for the treatment of vasomotor symptoms of menopause, with the additional benefit of postmenopausal osteoporosis prevention. Clinically, the use of bazodoxifene allows patients to avoid the adverse effects of exogenous progesterone, including the classic concerns for an increase in mammographic breast density and an increased risk of breast cancer.
All right. Well, that's the end of our podcast for tonight, folks. But here's hoping y'all have a phenomenal holiday break, and we'll see you back here next time.
Bye.